All right, this is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
All right, star of our story is Devin. Devin's 12. And he's in our setting the bar spotlight. What did Devin do? If you can manage to make it through the day without having the DoorDash deliver your Mickey D's to your bedroom window, 2:30 in the morning so your mom doesn't know, you're doing okay.
Uh-huh. Or... is it genius?
Is it genius? Is it genius?
He thought it was genius.
Yeah,
because he didn't want to set off the alarm, right? Wake everybody up.
Right. Devin, so like I said, he's 12. There is video of him getting McDonald's delivered to his bedroom window.
Forgot about the cameras.
Yeah, so he was up playing video games, right? And like you said, he didn't want to trigger any door alarms at 2:30 in the morning. So he probably put a little note on the DoorDash, hey, go around the window, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And the DoorDasher was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And so,
yeah, but he's kind of walking in the yard around to the side of the house, which mm-hmm. then the next morning when his mom's watching the footage, why is this man walking in our yard? And then sees her son hanging out the window getting the food.
Yeah, puts two and two together and figures it out. Yep, like you said, Inside Edition even covered it.
Why didn't you just go downstairs and get an apple from the fridge?
Because a Big Mac's better.
Big Mac's better.
Big Mac's
so good, it better. Was worth it. Hashtag no regrets.
Yeah, you know, sometimes kids think, you know what? They'll never know.
And he downloaded the app, too. He didn't already have it. They didn't already have an account. He downloaded the app, created the account, and did the order. And there you go. Success.
Was it a success? Well, success. Yes, obviously it was a success because he got his McDonald's.
Yep.
And now he has some school fame because no doubt the kids at school are talking about what he did because national news picked it up. So what I want to know is, what did your parents never find out you did? Or what do your kids think you never found out but did?
So great.
But do or no, right? Exactly. 502-795-1997 is our number. I'd love to hear some of those stories. I know I've got a few that I could probably share.
My sister had some.
Oh, of course.
I was not the one that would do things like that because I knew I'd get busted.
All right. Well, we'll take some of your stories coming up.